This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Are we starting?
We are.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Joey Kidney.
Hi, I'm Al Mills.
Classic. And welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast.
This is the Happy Times Podcast.
Now we are ready. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, are you?
You used to call me Pookie.
I know, I still do Pookie.
It's still uncomfortable. Mm. It's never not weird.
I love it. It's like a cute pet name.
Until we learned out that it meant vagina in like Polish.
Oh my god,
what
yes.
was it? It was Polish, right?
I have no clue. Something like that, yeah, yeah. Still fit in.
No, I look like a vagina. That's sick. That's awesome. So for those who don't know, this is Al Mills.
Hi.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Al Mills, and I'm Joey's girlfriend.
Ex.
Oh.
I was going to get us to do a video where we date for 24 hours, and then at the end of it, that's it. It's like a, it's probably not a way to describe it, a friends with benefits movie.
Yeah.
But like just for the day.
Okay. I mean, like, I'm down. Is that your way of asking to kiss me?
No.
Uh-oh.
I don't want the sloppy seconds.
Of who?
And that's the key, folks. So, Elle and I met. Oh, whoa. How long ago?
Over a year and a half ago. Because we met March or April. Well, I think March. March 2017.
Did you have it down in your calendar?
No, because that's around the time, like, the video started going on.
Oh, right. And then, okay, yeah, yeah. So, that's when, I mean, we've talked about it so many times. Mm-hmm. But that's when you emailed me and you were like, oh, I'm making a video on... what you shouldn't ask a YouTuber.
Yeah, questions you shouldn't ask big YouTubers.
Yeah, and I was like, and then I was like, okay, I'm down. But then there was no big YouTubers.
No, only, you're the only one who responded. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's your email?
All Team Alba.
Yeah.
And then a few, I think, a bit smaller ones. Like they had about. I don't remember. Okay. I don't want to say their name.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, I know.
Yeah. Like, those Ottawa people.
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
And then, I mean, normally I wouldn't respond to an email like that, but I was like, oh, I'm down. Because I looked you up and I forget what video I watched.
Mm-hmm.
I watched something. I think it was with your teachers.
Yes. The questions you should ask your teachers.
Yeah, I watched that, and I was like, oh, I'm down. This is funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this looks awkward and uncomfortable. I'm
yes.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just, like, that didn't work out. And then I asked her if she wanted to go for coffee.
Yeah.
She turned me down.
I was like... I don't really drink coffee, but how about lunch?
Yeah, and then we went to Jack Astor's.
Yes.
And that was old you days. That's when you pulled up in, like, the sweatpants
and a Coke t-shirt. I was wearing, like, the outfit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you played the part. I was like, oh, wow. She's like, yeah, this is her.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay. And you ordered a Coke.
Yes, I did. And a burger, I think.
Yeah, you ordered four Cokes.
Oh my god, I did. I'm addicted.
I was like, whoa, I've never seen somebody drink. Like, I was like, you're Canadian. You're like, that's an American thing.
Yeah.
Because when they, like, we get asked if we want water. They just get asked what soda they want or pop or whatever. What do we call it? We call it pop.
I call it pop.
Yeah. They don't get it. Like, you don't get asked if you want water.
Mm-hmm.
They just come with the menu. I think that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that blew my mind.
Yeah,
and then, but then so you, no, I drove you to Carlton for a speech.
I was doing a speech, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That was such a weird day. That is such a weird day for me. Whoa. I can't believe I drank 4 Cokes.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine that now, you know? That's so weird to me.
Well, that's the thing. Like, old you used to wake up at, like, 2.
2? Yeah.
Because I remember we would, like, be hanging out that day. And then, I don't know, I'll text you and be like, do you want to do something more? Or if we were going to, like, Blues Fest or whatever we were doing. And then you'd respond or you'd FaceTime, like, from your bed, like, passed out. And you'd be like, hey.
Oh, my God. Like, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I was such a slob.
Yeah. I mean, no, I wouldn't describe you as that.
Yeah.
Just a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. It was a mess for sure.
Did you, because you look good now. Did you, I'm not saying you looked horrible before. You look healthier now.
Yes.
Did you change eating habits?
Yes.
Like what?
Like, I can't even imagine. Like, I remember, like, we were talking about it recently. Like, last year, I would go to McDonald's, and I would get 3 burgers, fries, and a Coke. Like, that would be, like, my normal meal.
You get 3 burgers?
I would get 3 burgers.
I can't even, wow.
Yeah, and I'm not, and the thought of doing that now, I'm like, I don't know how.
What are you eating now?
Just, like, I don't, like, really crave burgers, to be fair. I don't really eat burgers. When I was, like, I don't know, I keep fluctuating back and forth, like, a stricter diet slash, like, just, like, letting loose. When I'm doing, like, strict, I really just, like, really try to do a lot of veggies and chicken and, like, fish, you know, just, like.
Bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they eat. No? I mean, I don't know. But mind you, like, even it doesn't even matter who it was. If somebody said that they ate that much fast food, I'm just not a fast food person.
Yeah.
It's like,
you've never been though.
No.
Yeah.
I'll eat, like,
remember you brought me to, like, the Pure Kitchen one time and I was just like,
you said you wanted to try it.
I still can't eat that. I'm so sorry. I still, there's something about it I can't. I need meat. I'm a meat person. I'm so sorry. No. I can eat vegetarian. It's vegan. That is just like the fake cheese and like all that.
I think for me it's the sauce. I mean, because there's a lot of stuff that people don't, like, there's a lot of ingredients in a sauce, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, like, dairy products and everything like that. And then they take it all out and they replace it with, like, sugar.
Yeah.
And then it literally just makes you have to shit yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like you just drank so much coffee and you just gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. I don't eat there.
No.
It was just like that one time. Because, like, you were like, yeah, I'll try it.
And I was like, all right. I really thought I would like it. But I've tried it again recently. I've tried it multiple times now. And I'm just, there's something about it I can't do. Vegan.
You get the burger.
No, I think I got a wrap.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you chose a thing with, like, the most meat in it. Right?
Yeah.
Or the
meat. Like, quote, it meat. Was, like, I don't know, falafel or something in there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't eat that.
I love that soup. You know what? Something I want to talk about, though. Speaking of, like, our first meeting slash whatever.
What?
It's our first convention. Because you got me into my first convention.
Oh, whoa, yeah, yes.
Playlist Live DC, and that's where I met, like,
everyone.
A lot of my friends, yeah.
That's crazy, yeah. But I remember you were asking me about, like, the conventions and, like, tour and everything, because at the time, I was, like, I think that was on, like, my third year of tour or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's draining. It's, like, it's not awful, but it's, like, really hard. It's not as good as you think and all that stuff. And you were, like, I didn't get it.
I honestly thought you were bullshitting. I was like, what is this guy saying?
Do you get it now?
Yeah. I get it. Trust me. It's something you can't, I just can't explain it to people. Like, you have to do it to understand, I feel like. Some people are able to empathize and, like, sympathize, but, like, I don't know.
It's, well, I mean, not, like, not compared to, like, celebrity, but, like, you kind of understand why Justin Bieber stopped doing meet and greets.
100%. And before I was like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah.
I get it.
Like, he's stupid. Like, there's so much money in it. There's so much this. Like, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
When you, and then now.
It's totally different. And again, like the people listening, you probably don't understand. You probably think we're assholes.
Yeah.
But like, it's literally emotionally draining. You get like a person crying to you, then you get a laughing one, then you get somebody who's too shy to talk, then you get somebody who's really outgoing, and you yeah. have to adapt to everyone, and it's just.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. You do have to adapt to
yeah.
each person, yeah.
Yeah, because usually people come up to me and like they'll tell me something that's like really close to their heart, and then but that's different for each and every person.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's like a really sad story, sometimes it's really happy, sometimes it's and you know, when you can't necessarily be like the happy go lucky guy when or girl or anybody when they come up to you and tell you a sob story.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then you're like this, oh that's sick. You wanna take a selfie?
Yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
it doesn't work like that. You have to be like, oh, that's like, you have to be sad. You have to sympathize.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's I don't know. That's tough. So Elle just did YouTube Rewind.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Listen, I enjoyed my experience. I on set was a fun day. It was a long day. I was there for about I think 10 hours.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now we're. So that 10 hours, were they filming your scene the entire time?
No. Like, I would... There's a lot of waiting around. And I mean, we had, like, all the YouTubers there, like... Well, the ones on my day set, like, yeah. we all kind of hung out in the same room. We had yeah. chill time. It was just kind of catching up with everyone. It was my first time on a set, so it was my first time doing all that.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was really nervous because my lines... I had, like, actual lines.
Yeah.
And they tried to pitch some stuff out, and I couldn't say it properly. And I just realized, I was like, maybe acting's not cut out.
Hey, guys, can I just go, hi, I'm Elle Mills.
I'm like, that's my only talent. And there's one there are points because I actually take off my, they cut it short, but I take off my hood
yeah.
and I say my line. And so I take off my hood and then everyone's supposed to turn and look at me.
Yeah.
And we kept them messing up because everyone kept them laughing because I was just like, because it was the back of
yeah.
me. And then, like, we could not do it for the life of me. And the second thing I kept them messing up was one of the lines that they told me to say was, every rewind needs an ending, right? And
yeah.
so I kept on saying, every rewind needs an ending. And I couldn't do it. I'm like, guys, someone on set, what is it? Rewind. I go, rewind. It's hard. Every
the title of the video
yes.
is all you have to say.
It was hard.
I've messed up stuff like that.
Yeah.
Countless times.
Mm-hmm.
You just did We Day. How's that?
I love that. That
That's
was
cool,
so
eh?
cool. I've never spoken to that many people. And also the fact that was like my hometown, I've gone to concerts there for years and years.
Is that CTC?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, no, because I did that in Toronto.
Yeah.
And the rehearsal day, like We Day is a mental health convention organization,
yeah,
stuff like that. More,
yeah.
yeah, more for just motivating kids and to, you know, doing well and helping people out and helping the universe and everything like
mm-hmm.
that. Great spot. So swearing is not necessarily accepted there.
Yes.
And when I did my rehearsal,
yeah.
I went up and they changed my lines. So I went in and I was like, okay, I'll just memorize them. And I memorized them and then, so I didn't have to look at them.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying it, but then I glance at the screen and it's not what I'm supposed to be saying. Like,
yeah.
what I'm reading is not what I'm saying. And then so I'm like, oh, what the f? And
No.
And it's like on the big speakers too
yeah.
for rehearsal. And I'm like, sick. My first line at We Day was, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was reading the teleprompter the entire time. I was like, there's no way I'm going to remember it.
How many lines do you have?
I had it was like a 2-minute speech.
Okay, well, yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
It was cool, though, to see, like, the backstage. Like, because I have such a concert, like, fangirl that I would, for every concert, I would wait back, like, the loading dock
mm-hmm.
for, like, the celebrity to come out for hours.
And you were that celebrity.
And I was able to go through and, like, finally
yeah.
see what's behind that door. Like, cause I always saw everyone coming in and out of that door. Not that great, but it was pretty cool.
When I did it in Toronto, it was just like Nick Robinson was there.
Yeah.
And like Adam Devine, I don't know how to say that.
Oh, yes.
Name. He was just like it blows your mind when they just walk on by you.
Yeah.
And like after the first time it happens, you're like, all right. Then you start acting
cool.
Cool
people.
Then, what?
You had cool people.
What are you trying to say? I didn't have cool people. Who'd you have?
Well, I don't get
it. No, not to be offensive, but
okay,
like, who's the main person?
Oh, main person? Oh,
yeah.
Johnny Orlando?
Oh, okay, he was in Toronto,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, and then Connor Fanta was there?
Yeah, okay, I was mad because I wanted to meet Connor.
Me too. I met him briefly. But we're he's going on stage. He's like, hey, Al, nice to meet you. I'm like, hi, Connor, nice to meet you. And that was it. It was like two minute.
That's cool, though.
So, I wanted to hang out, though. Like, I was like, these people are in Ottawa. Like,
why?
Yeah, I want to hang out. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so looking at the YouTube Rewind, did you know it has 98 million views?
Yes.
2 million likes. Mm-hmm. Can you guess how many dislikes?
Well, it's apparently it's second most disliked video of all time right now.
You're kidding.
I think it's going to be Bieber, though. I think Baby is the most disliked video.
I think I got to do some research.
Take
a guess.
What's it? How many likes is it?
2 million.
100. Wait, how many views does it have?
98 million.
Would say 50.
Mil? No.
Okay.
9.3 mil.
Oh, gosh.
Baby has 9.7. So it's coming up.
Oh, wow.
But
that's kind of iconic. I am part of the most disliked video of all time. I'm going to use that. It's like, you know when you're like, tell us three facts.
And they like give you the fact and it's just like, at this time, everyone hit the dislike button. And it just happens to be like the campfire scene. Yeah. You're like, aww. Is that too close? See, the difference between the baby video is it has 10 million likes.
Okay, yeah. So this is truly one of the worst videos.
I don't know. I don't really care about like what people are doing or what the rewind is. It's cool just seeing faces.
Yeah. Like, honestly, I've never even like, even if I wasn't in it, I wouldn't have cared. Like it would have been, because every year everyone's always mad about YouTube Rewind.
Yeah.
Everyone's always mad. And so like every year I'm just kind of like, who cares? It's just, it's a video.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just cool seeing people, like seeing you in it was like, that's so sick.
Yeah. I felt like, I don't know. I was really happy about being in it and.
The concept of like the meaning of the video is the reason why you're in it, not because I don't know the cool effects that they have or the fact that it's based off Ninja or anything.
Yeah. It's funny because I didn't know like any of the. I only got my part. Like I didn't know what anyone else was saying at all.
Yeah.
I literally got just like my lines and that was it.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, less to stress about. I don't know.
So people are like, when I said, like, let's give the people what they want, and it cuts to Lele Pons, I'm like, that's not me. Like, they're like, what the fuck up?
Really?
I didn't do that.
Let's go to the best Instagram comedian of all time.
God.
Oops, sorry. Okay, so now what up? Us. So we used to film like a lot.
Yes.
Did you know? Like we filmed a lot of videos.
I know.
I didn't even think about it.
I watched some of them like not like pretty recently, like a few months ago. And they were like actually really funny.
Yeah.
Like I like the one where in your channel we were in a car, like the car one. I think that was funny. It's
the
cute.
The Uber one? Was it that?
Yeah,
I think
the
it
one
was
where we went
that?
To like, we even went through a Wendy's, the Wendy's, and I got out because my friend was the one at the cash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
My Uber driving dating disaster. Yeah. That was a year ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I feel like a different person. Like, I'm so different from that.
Why?
I'm just like, it's like, oh, I was like.
I haven't watched it in forever.
Oh, really? I'm just like, in my head, I've grown up so much from then.
Yeah.
It's like, I've seen a lot. Like,
is it like you wouldn't make the same jokes, or is it that?
No, nothing. It's just like, I would say I was more innocent back then. More happy.
Because you don't know as much now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I know
crazy.
Too much now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you broke in this apartment.
Yeah.
The girlfriend for side chick.
Yes.
We camped out at your high school.
We did! I like that. That was fun.
That was a lot of fun, actually. And then
I was scared.
Your mom came.
Yes.
I don't know. That was good.
That's we didn't fun. Get any heat from the school from that one.
No. We wanted. You wanted to.
I know. I love it.
I love the attention.
I love beef drama.
Yeah. So, going from... Because I think... where did I say this? I think I tweeted it and you saw it. Because somebody was like, why don't you film anymore?
Oh, yes.
And I was like... And I think a lot of people ask that why we don't film anymore. And so the reason what I said, I don't know if you agree with it. There's two ways to be friends on YouTube. It's to not be friends on YouTube.
Yes.
Or it's to be like a backstabbing business partner.
Yes.
Which it's just, and that's like, that's not what I wanted us to be. So then I think we're just like friends whenever.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not even YouTube related at all.
Yeah.
And like, that's what we chose. It sounds like a couple's counseling.
Honestly, for me, it's like not even conscious. Like I don't like conscious to be like, oh, I'm not going to film a Joey. It's just like more like. Half of it's literally just like, I just don't have a video idea.
Yeah.
And then the other half is just like, yeah, let's like hang out.
It's not even a thought like, do we have to film or do we not have to film?
Exactly.
It's like, do you have a video idea? Like, if you do, let's do it. If not, it doesn't matter. And I think like that's the biggest thing, because a lot of like these YouTubers just like, I don't think they understand that they're not friends with each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think a lot of them realize like when they sit down to film with each other, all they do is sit down and film and then that's it.
Yeah.
And then they go home.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
I haven't run into that yet, though.
Really?
With, like, myself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I feel like, because I don't know. There's just definitely, like, the most I've had is, like, I would meet with someone once. And,
yeah.
like, I'm like, we just, that's it. It was, like, nice to meet them. Like,
yeah, but not necessarily a filming thing.
No, it wasn't a filming thing. You've had that, though? Like, where you film with someone and then you just never talk to them after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Or if, like... Maybe it's not that, but it's just like you watch the video like that people are making, and it's like, especially right now with Christmas, because everyone's doing like the collab month and everything like that, and you're just like, you never seen those people together before.
No,
they've never interacted online before, and then next thing you know, everybody wants James Charles in their video. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, obviously he's probably, I don't know, he's probably like the top right now.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Yeah, definitely. And like, that's insane. So no shit, like everybody would want that.
Yeah,
right?
I definitely have. I could tell, like, when I watch a YouTube video if they're actually friends or not.
Oh, it's this space.
Yeah,
it's the space between one another, and like, if they touch, whether that they like bring it back really
just
quick,
just like the vibe, like you could tell, like if there's like a bit of awkward.
That's
tension,
when editing saves. Okay, so you talked about this earlier. The transition of our friendship and what our mindset was. What did you mean by that?
Well, like, when I was thinking, like, when we first met, it was just, I feel like I was very, very excited. And not to say I'm not now, but, like, you know what I mean? I was just this whole...
She's not excited to see me anymore, guys. That's what it is.
I was very excited about the whole YouTube world, and I felt, like, very much so that you had kind of, you were saying stuff that I understand now. And at the time, I did not understand. And, it was very much like you, it was like I was, you're like the doorman.
Yeah.
Like you're like, okay, I can let you inside the door, but just a heads up. Like, I'm letting you know what's inside.
Well,
the
that's
door.
Why I wanted to tell you everything real.
Yeah. And you did. And I was like, okay, dude, don't worry. I'll figure it out. And then you open the door, you let me in, you close the door. And it's like,
then
I'm
lock
in there
the
for
door.
A while, I lock it for a while, and I knock, I come back out. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
It's like, we're back both outside the door right now. And I'm
when do you think you... like, learned it or realized it?
April this year.
What happened April this year?
The big breakdown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's when you realized it, though?
No, that's when it was, like, it really just hit me. Like, okay. And I was like, I can't be in this room anymore. I gotta get out of the room. The room's, it's a little chaotic in that room.
Oh, yeah. And then I actually walked in your room.
Yes.
And then
you did walk into my room that day, yes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's just wild to me. And now I feel like we're both.
What if I didn't give you a heads up?
I would have figured it. Oh, actually, well, would you have still let me in the door?
Maybe. I don't know.
You know what I mean? No, like, if you had, like, if you hadn't given me all those heads up and just be like, yeah, it's super fun, super fun.
Yeah.
I
don't even think I can. I don't even think I can lie to you like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people, like, I'm sure you get it, like, where people are just like, and I told you this earlier, like, oh my God, your job is so sick. Like, it seems so much fun and blah, blah, blah. And then people don't understand that it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. And it's not that the creation is necessarily hard. It's the mindset and having the mindset. Like, you wake up not having a job.
Yeah.
The only way you have a job is when you work. Like, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
How we can wake up every single day and, like, internet's down, job's gone.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is wild.
And especially living in Canada, like... the majority of our work is in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So what if the government one, like, just cuts it off?
Yeah.
You know, and then that's gone. So
it's happening in the UK. Article 13, like, they're basic, because of the copyright thing, it's basically to the point, like, I was at YouTube headquarters, and they were explaining this to me, and they're like, it's going to get to the point where no one in the UK will be able to make YouTube videos or watch YouTube videos or do, like, any of that. Like, why? So any UK creator, done. And it's because of this copyright thing. Like, it's just to the point where they, like, YouTube would not, it would just not be able to happen. It's a huge thing. They're starting to try to stop it. It's called Article 13.
Okay, I saw that pop up, but I didn't read it because it said UK, and I was like, okay, well, not relevant. Wow. Okay, that's insane.
Yeah, no, I was like, why didn't, I was literally like, okay, then why is no one doing anything? They're like, we're trying to promote it and everything. I was like, do better.
Yeah.
But they have been doing it more. Since the last time I talked to them, I've seen it a lot. Been popping up a lot more.
Well, it's just like, it's just the question of, like, does promotion necessarily, like, does that create the help they need?
Yeah.
And a lot of time it's no. So, like, a lot of the time it's like, are you just trending a hashtag? Or are you actually doing something?
Yeah.
You know, and that's a huge thing. I mean, I don't know the topic, so I can't really talk much on it. But, yeah. The last thing I have, because we're getting long. The last thing I have is, like, finding yourself versus losing yourself. Mm-hmm. Do you think now you know yourself more? Or do you think you, like... Oh, it's tough to, like, before when we made that Uber video, when we made those first, what was our first video?
Hiring a boyfriend for a day.
Yeah.
Yes. Classic. Love that.
I remember, like, going, I was in the mall in, like, Tampa, and some big body guy walks up to me and goes, "You're the boyfriend." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And I was with Danielle, my ex at the time, and like, or my girlfriend at the time. And it was, I was like, yeah, like, because she was right there.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, like, from Twitter. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And then he showed me the video, and I was like, this is so weird.
That's so funny.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah, I love that.
But, like, at that time, did you think you knew yourself more than you do now?
I thought I did, but I don't think I did. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just because I don't think I've ever lost myself.
Yeah.
It's just more...
Learning new things?
Yeah, learning new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I do know myself. I'm, like, learning more. It's just more learning how to deal with what's going on up here. So I guess that is finding myself, yeah.
Do you miss making videos every week?
Mm.
Or twice a week?
Well, with the old style, it was easier.
Yeah.
And also, when I was doing that, I was still stressed. Mm-hmm. Like, I was always last minute.
When I was in college, I was going to class, which was 27 hours a week, and then I was working at a grocery store, and I was working on a golf course, and then mm-hmm. I was doing YouTube, and then I was traveling for tour.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the happiest I've ever been,
mm-hmm.
because I was so there was stress there, but I was almost, like, I was so busy where I couldn't think.
Yeah. No, I do
like
that.
So that's why I'm asking, because, like, if you're so busy, because you were really, really busy back then, do you think that was better? Like, do you miss that?
I do miss it. I do, like, sometimes I literally, there are months where I go, I don't have a single day off, and mm-hmm. I like it, because I was like, I don't have time to think.
Yeah.
Because if I have too much time to think, I go crazy. Yeah. But I do miss the grind. I do miss that I was consistent. But to be fair, I'm very happy. I'm more happy with the content I make now, like, more proud of it.
Yeah.
But the other stuff, I look back and I'm like, oh, that's fun. That's, like, those are fun videos.
You should do, maybe not, like, necessarily those concepts, but you should do, like, videos, that style of film on your second channel.
Yeah, definitely. I just need to let go of that idea of, like, everything needs to be, like, this polished, like, movie.
Yeah, and I think everybody has that. Yours is, like, the fact that it has to be this polished movie. I think other people are, like, they have to stick to a certain trend.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a whole bunch of that stuff. So I think YouTubers are, like, it's so sad seeing, like, the OGs, like, fall off.
I know.
Because they're just not willing to change. And it's just, it's not that they're being stubborn. It's they just don't know how.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think some of them literally have tried, and they just haven't done it. I think Shane has done it really well, though. Shane's been able to ride the wave for how that long.
Well, I think he just, like, made his own thing, though.
Now,
like, I don't even think he, like, went on the wave. Like, he was just like, all right, this is happening. It's either I follow it, I fall off, or I make something new and I start trending.
Yeah.
And he just made something new and started trending.
Yeah.
And then there, you can see people, like, there's, like, Emma Chamberlain, and she's just, like, she could be sitting there, and, like, her editing is insane. Like, I'm telling, like, her editing must take so long.
Yeah.
And they're so simple.
But it's exhausting.
Like, if you know editing, you know that it's so tedious.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, like, these bigger creators try to do that where they'll, like, they're not used to sitting down and talking or, like, driving and talking or whatever. And then they start doing it and you're like, it's just, it's painful to watch.
Yeah, you know,
which sucks, but is what
I
it
mean,
is.
I mean, I feel like everyone could make a comeback. Everyone. I've seen it happen time and time again. So, like, if anyone, if they're feeling that, it's just like, you just got to figure it out. Like, yeah. It takes a while. It's going to be a lot of trial and error, but it'll happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so. Or, I don't know.
Being optimistic.
Yeah. We're trying a new thing over here. Question for you.
Yes.
So, we did a show in Ottawa. Mm-hmm. August.
Yeah, it was August.
I mean, I should know. It was my show. So, that show, for the people who don't know, it was like a... It was kind of like a TED Talk show type situation.
Yeah.
And basically, it was kind of like a live podcast, mm-hmm. which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
In February, what are you doing? You busy that whole month? you have to go to London, right?
I do have to go to London.
Okay.
But at the beginning, I'm not doing anything.
Like February 8th.
February 8th. That sounds pretty clear to me for you.
We haven't talked about this before.
Yeah, we have not.
You want to do a show?
I am down to do a show.
Toronto?
Let's do it.
Boom, and then you can fly out to London.
Yes.
All right, February 8th, guys. If you are down, let's do a show.
Yes.
That's like the worst promo ever.
February 8th, L Mills and Joey Kinney take over Toronto.
Boom. And I'll find a musical guest. I don't know who it's.
Ooh.
Alexander Stewart?
Oh.
I mean, what are we going to talk about it without. No, I can ask. I mean, it's a question to everybody.
Yeah. Or.
I'll find somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure. Should
worried.
It be someone from Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mainly because. I don't always have the money to fly people in. It gets expensive. But I think we're ending the podcast now. Did you have fun?
Yes,
easy.
We did have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always just a conversation.
Yeah, I love
me.
It.
We're going to go film some more videos. We're going to do a Let's Get Uncomfortable episode, which is uncomfortable.
Yes.
It's so much fun. And then we're going to do a Deeper Meaning video, which is just classic me.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yay. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. If you liked it, give it a like on whatever platform. Any last words?
Subscribe to youtube.com/L The Mills.
Is it still L The Mills?
Yes.
You haven't changed it yet?
No. No, I'm not going to bother.
Good. Don't. Stay you. Hey, see what I did there?
Cute.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.